Ready.
All right, we'll call to order the Park Commission meeting of August 7th, 2014 at 8:20 p.m. We'll start with the roll call.
Kathy Stanley.
William Field.
Jenny Went.
Megan Fuller.
Kimberly Jones.
Steve Goldstein.
Linda Yule Taylor.
Ed Mast. All right, so the first order, approval of minutes from July 22nd.
Mr. Mass, I so move.
We have a motion and second. Any comments or discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes from July 22nd, 2014, say aye.
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 All opposed? Minutes are approved. Okay, citizens' comments. Do we have any? No?
Do you have one?
I have one according to the master plan that comes up.
Okay.
After the discussion.
Okay. Then we'll move on to the master plan. Do you want to give us your comments first?
No, I'd rather hear your discussion.
Okay. So you need to say anything, Jay?
I don't think so. I think at this point our desire would be to hear from the commission if there's any direction as far as the plan draft is, so elements that need to die. I know we had time and if there's a desire to look through the cost and any questions, maybe for a question of cost. We'd be happy to kind of move off for moving forward. But our goal at this point, and it sort of will depend on scheduling and timing, but is to really push forward with the final master plan document to have that to hand off to you all at whatever the timing falls out to be. So unless there's direction and some consensus that we want to make some changes to the plan, we would move forward with the plan as is. But we want to hear the direction first.
Okay. So, and I think we have on the schedule to approve in that, but we need to see what the final plan is before we can recommend, sending that to the council.
So you can put up the entire report.
Yeah, the actual final in writing
and we'll put
narrative and so forth. And I also want to be sure that we address sustainability issues,
yes.
In regards to our previous discussions with the green practices. Commission and the documents that you got in that regard.
Yeah, we have those in the file. But we've referenced them. We've got some more knowledge of talking about how that might steer or impact some of the design decisions and projects moving forward. So.
Okay. So I'd like to ask Steve Kraft and Megan from just to clarify, since this is a much bigger park than all the other ones that we deal with, clarify the concepts of how this process would occur. This is still very conceptual. There's still a lot of cost that's not defined in it. When we get the final from SWT as a conceptual plan to send to council, is that the proper process? And then they would approve it conceptually, and then we would start taking pieces of it at a time to do each piece would be, really be like what we've done with each individual neighborhood park. So is that some quick summary?
Yes.
I mean, the Parkview Parks plan, I think, is 6 years old, and we got a long way to go on that.
Okay. All right. So, discussion?
Yes, I have a couple things. I know at this level we're not dealing with the commons, the grounds, this ground and the commons ground. And I think that the public because I was a little taken aback when we let our last meeting because I thought that would be, part of it. So I think that's, it's kind of a little misconstrued when you see it, but then it's really not. So what we're talking about is the exterior grounds. And I was wondering if there could be something in writing saying that, because when you say Heman Park plan, then that's a part of Heman Park. So it's a little confusing when that's not a part of it. And as you can see, a lot of people are very concerned about what's going to happen with that building, as well as I am. And then the other thing is, once we start to take pieces off and start to build and change, if then when we are ready to do something with the commons as well as this place, it won't affect that because you know how sometimes, and I've seen this happen in U-City, you'll do something, and then when it's time to do something different, oh, we can't because this is like this. So my question is, so say we start working on, I don't know, over on number 6, whatever, and then we decide that we're ready to do something with this building, how is that going to affect it? Will the transition still be able to happen and it not affect what we've already done?
Yeah, I think that's the intent of having a master plan, at least acknowledging what might happen, even though we don't have in the scope the big vision for what happens here in Centennial Commons, but at a master plan level, recognizing that something could happen and having the plan reflect that. So there would probably be some massaging that would have to happen to, depending on what the reality of the situation is, but by accounting for a bigger footprint at Centennial Commons, by accounting for expanded parking at Centennial Commons to accommodate that bigger footprint, we've at least identified a zone that some of those changes can happen in, and when and if the Centennial Commons expansion would happen or a expansion would happen, the reality of that would adjust some of that, but the big idea that's moving forward in the park would stay in place.
And then I have a few things. The other thing is, when we started to talk about the Heman Park plan, who decided for it to be the exterior first as opposed to the commons or some other thing first? How did that come about? Because I think once we heard it, this was what was happening. We didn't get to decide, oh, well, we would rather have this. It was more like, this is what's about to happen, and then you decide from what we're giving you on how you want that to go. So how was that? Mr. Kraft is nodding his head. So how did that go?
That's what staff wanted.
I can talk to you that.
Okay, thank you.
When we were originally looking at a grant opportunity for some funds for a planning grant, like we had done in the past for Miller Park and then for Lewis Park, we came back and talked to the Park Commission, see if Heman Park made sense to go towards the next round. When we originally applied for the grant, because of the funding levels, we were looking at exterior. When we talked with community development and recreation staff, Andrea had indicated that she would like to get more information on what the desires were. And so we added a portion of the grant. Originally, there was not going to be anything included with structures, with the buildings, with interior. It was only exterior. But they wanted to look more at use, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but they wanted to look more at how it was functioning, what the need was, what the desire was at an upper level. And so we added a component to the original scope to look at that.
Okay.
Just to determine if it even made sense to move forward with putting more money into a more detailed study. If there wasn't a desire, you know, we didn't want to do a $100,000, $200,000 study to put in an aquatic center if no one wanted an aquatic center. Mm-hmm. So this was just an overview to get an idea of what the public's...
And definitely input. The one focus was, say, like this building, because there were plans to spruce it up.
Mm-hmm.
But if... You know, everybody said, no, tear it down and make it a part of Centennial Commons, then why spend the money to spruce this up when you're just going to tear it down?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to agree with Megan. My little portion that I know was, like she said, oh, well, can we put a component on there to where when you, since you've got SWT, Ballard King, would you also have them to look at Centennial Commons, the pool, the community center as well?
Ed, might I suggest that we encourage SWT in their report to say that coming out of this project, there seems to be three parallel paths that we would recommend that council pursue. One is further study for, I'll call it, rationalization and or expansion of Centennial Commons with the clear sentiment from our public meetings that this use be incorporated into Centennial Commons. So that's path.
Community center use.
Community center cease to operate and it be incorporated in Centennial Commons with a further, you know, more in-depth exploration of aquatics and community and Centennial Commons. That's number one. Number two is there seemed to be a public desire to incorporate this space and the adjoining buildings in Heman Park. So that needs to go on a parallel path. But at the same time, the, I'll call it, the park improvement aspect should proceed, notwithstanding the other two tracks. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes.
You get that, Jay?
Writing fingers.
So we're basically hung with three parallel paths.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as to the master plan, because of the emotional reaction to both positive and negative to the idea of a quote action park, I think we encourage SWT to consider what other options might be available for use of this of that space should it become available in the future. And lastly, I think Bill mentioned that we would like to explore even further additional bridges across the northern arm of River De Pere to more fully integrate, I'll call it, the north side of the park with the center section.
I have one more thing. So when we vote tonight on the master plan,
I don't think we're voting.
Well, whenever we do decide, then the element with the recreational centers and this, it won't be a part of it. I guess that's where the kind of, I'm a little confused because then how then is it a master plan for this park when that's a part of it?
It's a master plan in concept to give a guidance and direction as to what should be further addressed.
Okay.
And
I mean that's about what we can do right now.
And plus there's that alphabet that includes that whole area.
Yeah.
We know we're not going to infringe upon that ground in that alphabet area for any other purpose.
Yeah, everything in there is dependent upon the expansion or, you know, improvements to Centennial Commons and the Heman Park pool. So that whole zone just would be kind of set aside. Because you wouldn't expand parking without building for
So, also, I think I think we should get the feedback from the stickers tonight, and you just summarize that in a simple page or two or whatever, and get that to us as quickly as you can, just so we have that knowledge. And I'd like to see my thought. See if you agree with me, would be as part of the discussion in the final proposal to have some sense from all of the survey and meetings and so forth in order of priority overall, the different elements and different phases and staging of it.
The overall part?
Yes, for everything. I mean, that was the purpose, was to get the input on what are the priorities from the public and the surveys and so forth. And if you could put that, you know, I don't know if you were planning to or not, but I'm saying I think it should be in there as to, again, further guidance on, because really, this is, when we do individual neighborhood parks, they're, what, 300 to 600,000 for a neighborhood park or something? This is like 20 times that, you know, more than that, 30 times. So, you know, it's like taking each individual section is almost like a neighborhood park a year. So this is a 30-year plan now instead of 20 years or something.
Yeah. But we could do that. What we typically do is taking the feedback from the community and working with, you know, steering committee or commission, is we identify maybe 3 to 5 priorities out of the plan and talk about them in a little more detail. And you know, have the, because they'll be pulled kind of out of those bigger cost buckets, you can pull whether it's the, you know, the entry, the entry and parking, you know, or if it's the destination play or whatever it might be. We would come up with that list, and then we would identify those and give some costing and discussion to those.
That's the second.
Instead of going through the entire, and not really go through the entire park, because it's, at some point it's not going to happen in that order. So if we could focus in on what, as a group, as a, you know, project, planning group, and community was high on the list, then that can give direction to move forward to say, okay, here's kind of the group of projects that we're desired to prioritize. Let's look at fees, and then we start looking at what are the costs with those, you know, from a feasibility standpoint, which ones of these align well with grants, which ones of these, from an impact on the park that is now, can be implemented without a series of dominoes that fall within that we need to think about. And then that's where you can start to really focus in on priorities. So I think we definitely would want to look at making a list and talking about those. I don't, from a usability standpoint, looking at the entire project,
I agree with what you say, and I think that's a great approach. But I would like maybe just separate from that,
sure,
without costing details, but just from all of the input, what are the priorities from the community?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
using the survey, the online survey feedback.
The public meetings, the stickers, whatever we've done. The markings, you know.
Yeah, what we marked out.
Just, you know.
We'll summarize all that.
Summarize all that kind of content to get priorities with. And then the way you just described it sounds very appropriate.
From a scheduling point of view, I'm just looking at a calendar. I understand council meets in September the 8th and the 22nd.
We don't have a schedule that we have to get it to them by any time.
No. But I'm just saying, given what you've asked of them, and we don't have a meeting scheduled again until the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is it would seem pretty realistic that we're not going to get to council until October.
Yeah, or November,
unless,
or December, whenever it does.
Okay.
I mean, December we don't meet, so January. I mean, because we don't have a deadline.
We do have one deadline.
This is
a grant we have grant funding.
Oh, yeah,
for
what's
this,
the deadline?
And so I have to have everything completed and submitted by towards the end of December. So
okay. The
latest that we could go would be the first meeting in December to council.
Right. Yeah, well, I think it's doable. I mean, October or November.
Okay, I'm not saying that's a problem.
Good point. So we do have some time schedule. It's not totally open-ended.
Okay.
Well, and I think from our perspective, whether it's October, November, whatever the meeting is that works to take the plan, we would want to work backwards from that to make sure that we've had a draft document to you to review far enough in advance that you would have time to review it, get any comments back, we could pick up revisions, and then have a final document ready with that.
Right.
So,
my thinking actually is to have you create the final documentation before our September meeting. And, I mean, how long will it take? How long do you need to do that?
We need a few weeks.
A few weeks?
The September meeting is
23rd of September.
We can have
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like you could have it to us like at least 2 weeks before it. Because it's going to be something, it's going to be more than a few pages, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going
to be. So we want to have time to review it, and some of us travel and so forth. So, I mean, as soon as you get it done, but with a minimum of 2 weeks before the September 23rd, that sounds okay.
And I, for one, just happy getting electronically. I don't know whether
that
makes it easier for you.
I would
be
more electronically.
Yeah.
We would just send it to you.
Right. Send it that way to everyone, and then if anyone has issues with that, then address it with Megan.
Right. We'll do electronic, but if you prefer a hard copy, I can get a hard copy to you.
Okay. Any other discussion at this point? Yes, Kevin. I think everyone knows Kevin Taylor.
I filled it out. All right.
Thank you. Do you want to say anything?
Yes, Kevin Taylor, 7022 Canton Avenue. And most of my comments are for the commission, but taking time and help out. I guess first thing is Miller, I believe the total amount for Miller was like 1.2 or 1.6 million. You guys only did 300,000, but it's a over $1 million project.
Yeah, okay.
So I want you guys to just remember that it's a bigger picture. We got what we get a grant for and what the wish list was.
Right.
And then Lewis was around 1.2 million to get everything we want. So when you show the public, you know, these pretty pictures and all the things you want, you know, it's a bigger amount. So we're kind of grant driven, and so it wasn't really a $300,000. It was more of a 1.2 million. When you got 17 parks, you know, you got to keep that in mind.
Right.
And that each one of these parks is nice to have all the best of it. My trademark word, you see, Utopia. And so, listen, the other question I had, I guess, and maybe would have been helpful, as part of this project, I know that there were some online surveys done, but I don't believe anywhere there was any site visits or actual visitation of park usage by either the commission or the consulting group, where they actually came out, they saw, they videotaped, they pictured, they saw the park in usage. You know, they took what came from online and didn't do a site. They didn't physically see how this park was used.
We did do a...
I'm saying they did, or did you guys do it for them?
No.
We all did it. A couple times.
And no, I'm saying a tour, but did you come at different intervals to see softball, t-ball, kickball, swimming, picnics, the utilization of the park?
Not specifically.
Correct. I mean, that would have helped you understand the dynamics of this particular park as opposed to Blanchett or anywhere else. Then you can kind of get a flavor for.
Well, that's where getting those use statistics and registration.
I understand that, but that's data as opposed to seeing it, you know, as when he made the comment about the decline in baseball, whatever statistically. But here they use it. So, just helping. The other thing, I guess, and I, you know, again, just went back through the numbers of this, and I guess I'm still kind of confused on, and I broke it down in different categories as to cosmetic, design, drainage, and while the numbers changed, I just took everything and put it into percentages of that $16 million or $15 million. And you guys should do these same numbers and look and say a lot of this money is spent on parking. You know, parking is going to be close to 20-24% of the money spent. That's a big number. I looked at where's the usage, you know, actual ball fields and what a park is to be done. Is, you know, park in the parking lot. So I looked at the usage, but, you know, with the soccer fields and those type of modifications, it wasn't that great. So those are the numbers, and you know, I just took his numbers and just put them into a table and just put a category. I said, what's the design number? What's usage? What's parking? And again, it just kind of show me that maybe some of the design elements need to be addressed. While they're ballpark figures, they're still high. The other thing, I guess, looking at, and I looked at this detail number in here, and it had nine, item number 12, which was against Centennial Commons. This is what threw the red flag up for me, is that there's mention about the aquatic center, but that's not in the scope. There's mention about the indoor soccer facility, which is not in the scope, but we talked about it's going to be expanded and addressed, but there's no numbers for it. So I guess I'm just, was that an oversight? Was that a shortfall? How did that happen?
Well, I think what you heard is that wasn't the scope of their engagement. But what we have done is we've set aside, we reserved the space in the dirt in this part for where those things would be. And that's also why I suggested the triple track that we, my triple track idea is we go further with the discussion and study of Heman Park, I'm sorry, Pool and Centennial Commons at the same time as we go forward with the idea of moving the facilities that are now adjacent to the transfer station and the garage, at the same time as we try to implement in stages those portions of the park that aren't affected by the other two tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, this is just discussion. I'm not saying, you know, whether I'm right. I looked at the numbers, which I would hope that you guys do the same thing, this detailed information you got, and ask the questions. Okay, when we're trying to prioritize, you know, we've got close to $1 million in there for a skate park, you know, because at some point, we got to address how we're going to pay for this thing and not be so grant-driven, but just say at some point, you know, the four-letter word's going to come up, you know, bond issue.
Oh, I was going to say tax.
Bond. But, you know, and again, just some of the numbers about that. So I challenge you guys, as you're looking through this, make sure you do your homework and due diligence and not rely on them to do everything for you, but just that, and giving you some of these numbers. And my challenge to the commission is to question this and not get caught up in the pretty picture of it, you know, because you are making business decisions and really treat it like, I say, treat the money like it's yours. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, I have a comment on the...
You have to hit it in his hand.
Your name. It's on, Michael Foltz, 7360 Colgate Avenue, New City. I have a feeling the council is going to be very confused, like you said you were, and some of the people in the audience, as to what was in scope and what was not in scope. And I'm sure they're going to do that, and they're going to clarify what is in scope and what is not in scope. But I also think, as you said, for the requirements that all the public has been interested in, some of those requirements, say, for instance, Centennial Commons, the pool, the bathhouse, the leather, there's no pricing on those things. Those things should be listed as high-level requirements that are not in scope. Because otherwise, people are going to meet with their constituents, and they're going to say they don't like the plan because their pet thing is not in there, and we're spending all this money. And so you're going to have to define very clearly what is in scope and what is not in scope, and what will be addressed later, and list those things as being addressed later, those high-level requirements.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts, discussion? Okay. Then I think the next step is to get the documentation, the final document, as we discussed, and we'll look for that and discuss it at the next meeting. Okay. Thank you very much, Jay. We appreciate it very much.
Given the hour and the fact that the commission does generally not meet in August, I have a suggestion. Looking at our agenda, it appears that under the new business, there may be votes required which may not be able to be held to the next meeting. I'd ask Megan's guidance on that. And if we need to vote on something that's time sensitive, we do so, but otherwise defer the balance of the agenda till next month.
So make a motion to change the agenda.
I move we take up item 9, time sensitive matters only, and thereafter adjourn.
I second.
Alright. Motion, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, it's passed. All right, skipping right along. Department of Conservation, Back to Nature, STL, St. Louis grant application.
Okay, and we can talk about both of them too at the same time, but let's talk about the first one. Exactly as it's written, there's a grant opportunity out there. It's not, it's for $50,000, and the focus is to do work within streams or rivers, bringing things back to nature, cleaning things up, natural habitats, getting rid of invasive species. A lot of what we have going on with the river to pair. Currently in our budget for this fiscal year, we have $45,000 to do just that. Really just clean up to get rid of honeysuckle. $45,000, not a lot of money, but we want to try and at least start to clear some things up.
Is that allocated as to where? Yeah?
No.
Okay.
It's just generally in the fund for cleanup and clearing for the river to pair.
Does it have to be spread out among a lot of areas?
No, it's not allocated to anything specific other than generally for that. So what I'd like to do and what I'm asking for your vote on is to apply for this grant for $50,000 and use the $45,000 as a match to try to make a larger project. And what I think would maybe be a good point, and this would be your decision, but what my recommendation would be is to do work on this branch of the river to pair that's close to Vernon. It's not as expansive, but I think if we do a portion of it, a third is roughly based on cost estimates, I think we could reasonably do a third of it, and that would open up a little bit, and it would show people what we can do. It would showcase what we can do and hopefully, you know, get some more teeth into a larger project in the future. Again, it's not a lot of money. It's not going to accomplish everything that we want it to, but I think it's a great start.
So you're definitely talking about the South Branch River to pair here in Hewitt Park.
Yes, that's my recommendation.
Okay.
Which third?
I have not
worst,
decided that.
The worst third.
No.
Please.
Yeah. Maybe by where the pedestrian bridge is.
Which is where? The west end?
East end. Yeah, it's closer to this building. That application is due in September, so that one is one that I...
So let's have a discussion on that. Anyone have any comments? Sounds good to me.
That's my
comment.
Yeah. Let's go for it. Let's say yes.
Kim, was that a motion?
That's a motion.
I'll gladly second.
How did you state that motion?
Let's say yes.
Second from Steve?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the motion passes. Municipal Park Grant Commission, Round 15 Construction Grant Application.
Okay, they just issued the next round of grants for construction. This year they with the new sales tax increase that went to parks, this is the first year where the funding has gone up. So we, I don't have the number written down, but
it's gone up like from 300 to 500.
525. I think it's 525,000. The city would have a match, but we can do around a $700,000 project if we just did the minimum match. Typically, we have done a project using the master plan that we had just created. This year, talking with Ewald, and I sent this out in the earlier email, what our recommendation is to actually do the third phase of Miller Park. The playground out there is...
could you just define the third phase?
Oh, sure, sure. And actually, we are... it gives us opportunity to kind of expand the third phase. But the third phase, originally in the master plan, there are four phases. The first phase being the pavilion, restrooms, the project we are just wrapping up. The second phase is the trail, which we currently are in design of using a land and water conservation grant. The third phase is the playground area, specifically. It includes some walkways in that area, but it would allow us to demolish the playground that's on the way east, far east side, really not close to much, and it designates it to be in the area between the restrooms and the pavilion. With the funding increase, what we would like to do is expand that project to include a lot of the elements from phase four, which has to do with the ball fields. Not to the extent of adding lighting, but backstop repairs, adding more seating for fans that can be used during football, benches, again, those types of improvements, possibly irrigation as well. If our estimates will allow us to include that, we'd like to include some irrigation to those fields as well. So it would be kind of an expanded phase three to include a majority of the phase four elements as
so
well.
So it would almost be done.
It would.
It would almost, yeah.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
And that would allow us to pretty well wrap up one of our master plans. Leaving out the element of lighting, which is still questionable because, you know, some of the residents aren't... there's still a debate on whether or not that is something that is a need or a want.
And that would be the only thing not included.
That's our goal.
Did I hear a motion?
I like that.
From you? Did I hear a motion?
It's a motion. Right, consider it a motion.
I'll second it.
All right.
What'd you do? Did you
second
it?
No, I let Bill
list. Yeah. I guess as a...
clear on the motion?
As a further note... this grant application is due at the end of October, but I will be taking it to council for approval. We need a resolution from council before we can submit the grant application. Right.
So,
okay. So discussion.
I take it Ms. Stanley's motion is that we apply for largest possible grant to be used in Miller Park to complete phase three. And so much of phase four as grants will allow, with the understanding that lighting is the last element.
Thank you. Well, you see my lips move, did you? Amazing.
Thank you for clarifying that. We should have those kinds of motions. All right. Discussion. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is passed. All right, since we've completed our agenda, motion for adjournment. Anyone?
Okay. I motion for us to adjourn the meeting. What time okay. is it? Canceled.
In a second?
8:56.
I'll second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We are adjourned at 8:59 p.m.
Appreciate it.
Sure, it's
Sure. On the other side. Yeah.
Linda, do you take the microphones too?
They would sometimes go out to the park too. So I'm just wondering because we.